Joining us now, we have with us Jimmy Dunn, the head golf professional out there at Tillery. What's going on, Jimmy?
How's it going, guys?
Man, it is awesome. It's about time our weekend got a little bit warmer. We've had some cold ones recently, but it's going to be a beautiful weekend. How's the play looking out there today?
We are absolutely slammed this morning. We've had a beautiful morning and get a little warmer outside, so we're excited.
Anybody warming up for the long drive yet?
We have tons of interest. It's going to be a huge event for us. It's going to be, typically it's always been a two-day, and this year it's going to be actually going to be a four-day event. So we have local qualifying as well as regional qualifying for the national finals coming up later in the year.
So how does that work? I mean, what kind of, if it's going over 4 days, give me a feel for what the schedule is going to look like.
Okay, perfect. On Thursday night, all the professionals will come in, and we'll have a dinner gala, which with a prime rib dinner and a pairings party. All the professionals will be here, and we'll actually put all the AMs together, which I'm sorry, let me back up a second. That night we'll have the dinner. Then on Friday we'll have the actual pro-am, which all the professionals will play with a group of three amateurs. And a pro-am starts at 1 o'clock on Friday. That morning, prior to the start of the shotgun for the pro-am, they'll all be start qualifying locally that Friday morning. Then after the pro-am on Friday, they'll be back Saturday, Sunday, and Monday and continue with the process of qualifying for the finals, as I said, later in the year. We have 32 professionals coming. They're from all over the country. It's a huge event for us. It gives us a lot of exposure as well, and we're just excited to have it here.
So is this a thing, like, is it a match play thing, or is it just, is there rounds? Give me a feel for how do we eliminate 32 guys down to a winner?
Well, we start out with 32, and then if you make it through, the top eight will actually qualify for the regionals on Monday. But they'll it's like a round robin. If you make it through the first eight, you'll be paired in groups of four. So the winner of the first bracket of four will advance, and then the next three losers would go to the losers bracket. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're out. If they were to win the next round, it's kind of a long process, but it's a round robin competition that to eliminate down to the final eight on Monday.
And then what happens to the winner? Chicken dinner.
The winner wins a big purse, roughly $8,000 for this prize fund here. But more importantly, they would go to qualify for the nationals at the end of the year.
Wow. That's a big deal.
Which is now sponsored by the Golf Channel. Remax had it for many years, but now it's sponsored by the Golf Channel, which just gives them even more exposure.
Yeah, I mean, and they've had it recently. They had it out in Vegas at the racetrack. They've had it at a couple of really great courses. It's televised. So this is kind of a neat opportunity. And there are some professional long drive guys who live right here in the Carolinas, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. We have actually three or four. One is in Trinity, North Carolina. His name escapes me at this point. But there's several from right here in North Carolina. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This is going to be great stuff. Where are you putting the contest? Is it on a hole? And what is the hole measure?
Well, actually, it's kind of that's a great question. We actually have a back veranda behind the clubhouse, which is the 18th hole. And we have a big lake in front. So we're actually hitting from our lawn on the terrace back over 18 green, back into 18 fairway. So we're actually hitting against, playing the hole backwards, if you will. So it's about 400 yards out, 425 out to the turning point. But it's a great venue. People have a nice terrace. People come out, they can sit down and watch it. We have music playing, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's super cool. Now, how wide is the grid at its widest part?
It's 50 yards wide.
Hey.
I'm guessing Mike's saying that's not quite. You might not get it over the pond. How far do you have to hit it to get it over the water?
Oh, it's not probably 180 yards.
Oh, we got that.
Maybe.
Oh, I can hit it long. I just can't tell you where it's going to land.
Yeah.
50 yards is kind of narrow. Although I am the guy who will just completely block it into the woods. Couldn't hit a fairway that was 40 yards wide, but I'm gonna thread the needle between two trees that are 6 inches apart.
Yeah, perfect. All perfect. Right.
So what's the record so far? I mean, who holds the record and what's the record distance? Do you know?
Last year we had it was really soft. We had some rain prior to the event. It was really soft. I think last year was 386. The previous year was like 405.
And you're not watering that fairway at least?
Well, it's not like it's rained.
We want it hard and fast.
Yeah. And is it? It's not uphill. Is it flat, downhill? What does it look like as it goes?
It's basically very, very level. Very okay. level. It's not. There's not much undulation at all.
All right, and the prevailing wind is into a with or left to right or right
it's
to left.
It's actually crossing from left to right. Okay. The prevailing wind.
Ooh, so a nice little butter cut. Get it to ride the wind.
Yes, although it's a little Savvy Ballesteros shot, little cut, baby,
or a little draw for the lefties, Mike.
Draw for the
exactly,
lefties.
Exactly. Exactly.
Advantage lefties.
Started out over the homes and hope it comes back somewhere in play.
All right, so Jimmy, tell us a little bit about the Tillery Tradition Golf Course. Hype up your golf course a little bit. Why should people come out there and play?
Well, first of all, we have a gorgeous facility here. We have a 9,000 square feet clubhouse. We cater to golf, outings, weddings, meetings. We have a great facility for hosting those events. But the golf course, more importantly, we call ourselves the hidden gem of the URAs. We are located in the URA Mountain area between Albemarle and Troy, North Carolina, off Highway 2427. And we have a great venue here. And we're fortunate in the past year that we have signed on with Signet Golf. They're out of Pinehurst. They're a management company. They've come in to give us some even more marketing power to get our name known into, just outside of our area, but into Charlotte, the Greensboro, Pinehurst areas. And we're excited to have them on board with us as well. But we have a great golf course. We have a great value. And that's what we pride ourselves on, giving our customers a great product and a great value at a good price.
All right, Jimmy, I'm going to take you out to your practice facility. When you guys are giving lessons out there, I'm sure you face the same problems at the Tillery that we face every other golf course. Guys come in, ladies come in, and everybody wants length. And what we really need is to shave some strokes. Tell me how you deal with the person who just says to you, no, I don't want a putt, I don't want a chip, I don't want to work on my sand game, really. Let's get up there and let's wail away on a bucket of balls. How do you deal with that person?
Well, I think most importantly, you have to let them understand that you need to be your short game needs just as much attention, if not more, than hitting drivers all day. You score with your putter and your wedges, not with your driver. But having said that, you're exactly right. All they want to do is beat balls, so I'm going to let them do what they want to do. But I try to explain to them that when you're learning the game of golf, you have to give at least as much time hitting balls, if not more, with your wedges and your putter.
Yeah, it is all about short game. I mean,
it is.
You know, putting especially because you use the putter on every hole, which is generally, you know, unless you hole out from somewhere, but generally the only club that you're going to use on every single hole in the golf course. And short game is going to help you recover those strokes. I mean, if you just spent no time on the range other than in the short game area hitting wedge shots, getting it up and down from a bunker, chipping around the green and putting, you'd probably shave 3 to 4 or 5 shots off your round consistently, wouldn't you?
No question, and that's the hardest thing to get people to understand that you're actually going to be you're going to have at least 36 putts around. You're not going to hit a driver, but probably 10 times around, or maybe 12 times around. So there's your numbers right there.
Yeah, I mean that's going to do more for you in a round, obviously, than 20 more yards even on a drive that happens maybe twice if you lace it. I mean, come on now.
Oh, exactly. You're exactly right.
All right, Jimmy, before we let you go, where can people book a tee time if they want to come out and play?
You can come call us directly. You can go to our website at www.tilleytraditiongolf.com. You can go through Golf Now. You can also go through Click It Golf. So there's plenty of avenues for you guys to hook up with us. So we'd love to have your business.
All right. Well, Jimmy, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Have fun out there this weekend, and keep that course packed, and we'll be ready for the long drive.
That was great. Thank you guys so much. It was a great pleasure to talk to you.
All right. Thanks a lot.